Now, there's a wonderful Welsh word, hiraeth. And we don't have a word like that in Cornish that I know of. We certainly don't in English, and it's a job to describe it. But it's this whole sense of belonging and that kind of passion that you generate from that feeling. And I think St. Piran's Day here in the Duchy really is about that. It's about tapping into that hiraeth and making it visible so that people can see it and enjoy it and be part of it. And however you're Cornish, whether you're born here or whether you choose to live here, then it's the opportunity for everybody to show just what they think and feel about living in a place like this.
And how do we mark it in Newquay?
Well, in Newquay, we're marking it with a festival, which we've been doing for several years now. It got bigger and bigger and bigger, and then, of course, COVID came along and it shrunk a bit. We've got all sorts of things going on in the lead up to St. Piran's Day. And then, of course, there'll be the parade on St. Piran's Day and lots of things going on as well.
And this is for the whole town, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that's really important. We've developed a line to say that the planning group are arranging this for the community, in the community, but with the community. And it's those three dimensions to it that we're really looking for, I think. We're really pleased this year in that we've got some really good community involvement. If it's part of the community, the first thing you say is local schools, where we've got lots of input from the local school children that we'll make the most of on the day itself, yeah, with the parade and the children's ceilidh, as David said.
And do you want to mention the business support as well? Because you've got lots of businesses supporting, haven't you?
We have, yes. We've had support from Feast, from Newquay Bid, Newquay Lions, Newquay Town Blistra Lions, St Austell Brewery via the Great Western, Newquay Council, and three councillors, Cornwall councillors, Richard Barker, Joanne Kenny and Heinz Glanville. And they've helped us financially and by supporting us as well.
And lots of these events are free, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. And that's where the sponsorship has helped enormously. In fact, virtually every event is free to access. But we do adopt the Tamar Bridge approach. So you're free to come in, but we will pass a bucket around and encourage you to pay something to get out. that rounds the whole thing off.
So let's talk about St. Piran's Eve itself. What's happening on St. Piran's Eve?
Well, the big thing on St. Piran's Eve is what's now become called the St. Piran's Eve gig. We used to call it a concert, but that really didn't do it justice. Mm. So we call it a gig. We hold it in the steam bar of the Great Western. It's developed over the last few years to be a really superb evening, and this year will be no exception. We've got the infamous and world famous Newquay Male Voice Choir actually leading the whole evening off in the sort of venue that choirs like ours rarely perform in. We enjoy an afterglow in the pub after a concert informally, but we're going to stand up, we're going to give it some welly, and what we're going to do is to present a programme of eight songs just for half an hour, which have a Cornish link. But we're the warm-up act for the Harbour Rats, who now are world famous in Newquay, and are developing a real reputation. Yeah. And we can't wait to get to the six of them, or however many we've got this time, actually up on the stage. They'll be absolutely superb, and the evening finishes with the Newquay Rowing Club singers, who lead a shout, which encourages everybody to join in. We even have song sheets printed this year for those people who are not too sure of the words. So the Male Voice Choir, the Harbour Rats and the Rowing Club singers together, I don't think Newquay has ever seen a music evening with three groups like that all together at the same time. Yeah. It's free to enter, free to come in, turn up, have a great time.
And let's talk about St. Piran's Day itself. What's happening on the day?
Well, on St. Piran's Day itself, we will be kicking off with the parade. We'll be assembling at Beachfield Gardens from 3:30, ready to parade off at 4 o'clock. We've got several schools coming. I lost count of the number. I think it's probably seven. Seven schools turning up. We've got a military contingent. We've got representatives from Newquay Council, and we will be parading with a piper and flags and banners up through the town to the bottom of Marcus Hill, where the parade will finish, and then we will assemble in St. Michael's Church for the children's ceilidh. Owen Gweller have been teaching the kids some songs, and they've been learning songs themselves.
What happens in the evening in certain venues around Newquay on St. Piran's Day?
Well, people go wild. So what happens in the evening? The Central Inn are targeting their Thursday music night, actually features Owen Gweller. And Owen Gweller will be there from 8 o'clock to perform a set that leads up to 9 o'clock, which is when the Trelawney Shout takes place. There are other acts as well. There's another young girl on before Owen Gweller start. I know that. Down at the Rowing Club, at the Newquay Rowing Club, you've got the Trelawney Shout will take place down there. The Shout's a great concept because at 9 o'clock on St. Piran's Day, all over the Duchy, actually, all over the diaspora. Yeah. So this is a global event now. People will be singing Trelawney, mostly at the tops of their voices. So you can imagine, you'll actually hear it from space.
Yeah.
It'll be brilliant.